26th, 1978, recording with Johnny Joe of Marsh Lake. My name is Rob McCandless. Tape one, side one.
He's fired. He listened to my grandma. Him by fire. And he got brother. His name Tum Tum Ned. And he got a sister too. The sister. This one old, this children from all the boys' people. My grandma, she raised in a kokshu, long post, and come on in, put her in. And they moved down there. That old man, my grandma's brother, he's married here. This people, Togi's people. And that's how he sent word to Lord Champagne. He wanted to come down. That's how all my mothers and sisters and all come here in 1996.
Indian land home.
This is a few here in Togis, in Marsik, in Labach, in Champagne. Well, Champagne, they would travel around there between Darling Post and Hutai. It's where most of the Indian is, land town. Indian. They raised up from after floods, I guess. Tatla Manda called and Pelly Crossing Road across the lake there, they called Tatla Manda.
Yeah.
All the Indians stayed there. And so when they got it, they got in trouble a whole bunch. So when all spread out from there, that's when all raised up from each country. That's how Monday called Indian way that lake. They got trouble and all go away from the few this way, one will be, one family this way. That's the one I will be up here. And later on, they meet this Coos Indian. That one shack up with this Yukon Indian too. Yukon Indian too, he shack up with down toe on him and be. Hand is a cold Indian wear their shoe. Another little bunch here, they call it Kangwantan. Another one here, Dr. Lady. Another one here, that tough on people. Gonna hurt you, they call it. This Indian here, they meet them, they see them. They got name for that type. And after a while from this, what do you call it? That done post river. Indian river called Tashan Sen. That river was on. Indians stay here. They know the fish. They find fish there, downpost, and Toshu. That's how Indians say it, where fish is. Hucha, there's a fish there, two white fish, like here. Indian village used to be there, where you stay the other side, the end of that island in there. That cabin there now, this old my grandma, brother, they said it. His cousin name Gunatab. He's the one bred up too, that way. They got cabin there. We just see, I saw her at that cabin place.
Just the foundation
still
there. Over there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Them cabin over there, this and the other, them cabin. That is a little bit. Maybe it's for science day yet. Yeah.
That's usually like the Indians and
the
community.
They make a potlatch there. They bring a bill or a big party there. After a while, this salmon come, king salmon, go over to Tunic. So in the village, next time, the way I remember, that rider place, used to be a little wild like this year, but that dam here, watch it out there. Everything cuts in that hill, got a lot to it. Right up the graveyard day. They say, oh, boy, Coast Indian, come. Get a wire from here, take them back. That's the way they work. When a white man come, white man beat him out, and he'll come back no more.
That Jim Boss, is he from the coast? Jim Boss, is he from the coast?
I don't know. His mother is. Jim Boss' mother is. He listened from Hutai people. And his name was Yuatat. After that, they call Nara Yuatai and he got a book, his picture there, which I built, his name, White Man William. That's the Jimba's mother come from there. Same thing with this, my grandma and brother, and that his cousin here, and that Jimba's father, they listen. See, that's where all the people come from. One in Hutai, that's the one too, all, that's my grandpa's arm. My father's father. That's why I... His father, that day, Father Jumba's father, is another one that the Coast Indian. His name, he's a funny old man, a funny story about him. He's goofy, he's crazy. I didn't see him, he died before. His name is Sayach. Sayach his name. Then where's my Jambas come from? He's from their sister. Children. It's the one married to Jim Bosch. One he married from a Coast Indian woman. Two from Yukon. He got three wives, Jim Bosch.
A rich man.
Yeah. One Coast Indian woman, yeah.
Two Yukon
women. Mm-hmm. Got them boys, wife, children. And they were all made up too. So around, one of them is Annie Burns. Annie Burns, isn't it?
Annie Burns and Sammy Groom.
One of his name, Agnes.
Henry Broome.
Old Ed Byrne, Henry Byrne.
Old Ed Byrne.
And one of them, Jim Bosch's sister. So in the early days, white man go down before gold rush. Go down the river, he gone down with one man. In Dawson, one man quit her, that woman. Then the Moosehead Indian, his name Dawson Jim. Bring him up home. Oh, yeah. He's got children for him. They don't know all the regular boys too, his children. And when he bring him back here, that Dawson Jim, he quit Dawson Jim again. He go down to White Man again. They go away down Nome and they go around all the way. The man in Seattle, San Francisco. His name Henry Byrne. It's called mostly Dutch Henry anyway. And I remember when I come back from there, regular boys, as they know, 1899 or 98. That's the town that a telegraph line go through. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the deal. Raft. Poles, they make raft. Where no trees, they put down a pole. That's how it goes through. I seen it. Very soon, Jim Bosch, Jim is a big man. He go outside. Grandma go down, and that old man, his father, little boy, he asked people, he said, you see them boys outside? He said, nobody know them boys are the people.
He got a big boat, didn't he? Outside, did he get a big boat and bring a big boat back up here? Do you remember that boat?
Who, Jim Boss?
Yeah.
I know, you bring up, he bring him that, he goes in the dugout canoe.
That's the one.
Long boat, that kind.
Yeah.
He bring it here.
Yeah.
And one, Tigers, but isn't it Tigers Jim? Bring one too, that kind of work. Yeah, good day, they call. Then he's closing in a big chimney, they dig all out. And they make a ball high. Well, I said, when I see some pictures, make one more pictures under there.
That boat, did he bring it in from
yeah,
the coast?
Yeah.
So he bring it on the railway?
Yeah.
Did he bring it up on
after
the railway?
A while, when our boat motor come, he cut the stern off and put a little motor behind it. I seen that. That's a good thing. He got a big boat. Where did that picture, that old Kansas City? Is that in there someplace?
Oh, I don't know.
That's where all those people come from. They don't let a salmon in big salmon, Selkirk, Hudson Bay, but a post, Indian, from a supply of Indian, a pack, gee, a horse, I seen packing, which I good I don't. Make love, but don't suck it. And if I walk back, I'm just going, see, they look tough when they come back. There's no grump, a little dry salmon from the coast. That's all they eat. I see them come outside. When they go down again, she has a bag I stole. You think I said, fine, I stole. You come back, yeah. They take away all this stuff for me. They destroy everything. They pack, they got to walk long way. But they're going to sell to the Indians, okay.
Did you ever work for Charlie Baxter? Do you know Charlie Baxter? Big game hunter?
Yeah. No, I don't know him. Nobody go in. I know Charlie Baxter well. He called it Baxter Street.
Yeah, that's what he said. Under that bluff.
Man was there before it's all about it. There's a name, Pete, he got Calvin there. He got Indian ruin. I seen it. This will be a big number, I don't know. I seen three, I was a Kazoo. Cornwood down there where our enterprise. And that is a big camera there. Yeah. I got a Cornwood day, 1903.
At Tagish, there used to be some brothers by name of Barrett.
Hmm?
Used to be some people at Tagish called Barrett. Barrett, they were fox farmers or mink. Did you know them?
Dog sounds?
No, and what do you call him? George. Talking about George Barrett and Ed Barrett. They used to stay in Tagish, you remember?
No, it was in there longer. It's a really good time.
Yeah, a really good time. They're white people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What were their names again?
George Barrett, and the other one, Ed Barrett.
Ed Barrett, you go down on a line all the time. Tony does. From New Post.
Mm-hmm. He used to work on the line.
What do you call, Andy, what do you can't burn on the...
I forgot
that. I got his name. Man, glad you would camp down there, you know. Good labor.
Oh, yeah.
Also, when that fire, got fire, the bush fire, burn all that telegraph post. And they come to this. There's a good man, I didn't know what kind of man it was. See, I just know his name right all the time. Even if we're getting peeled now.
Yeah.
Bye Bayer.
Oh, yes.
His name, Bye Bayer.
Yeah, that's a wood chopper, man. Mm-hmm.
Tell me. Because you make a fire here. I burn all the telegraph poles. He said, everybody, gave him and talk to him. You see me make fire. He said, next morning, that's bad, come. He wants some grub from that man. You tell him you get nothing. Go. You get nothing. He said, you go. He got a train with Indians. They cut wood for him and gave him grub for it. Bye-bye. For a little jolly speech in a book. I know him well. Mm-hmm. I was there in 1902 and he would leave a police post there. The police post had a man there named George Walker. Before that, you know, he came out of nothing like this. He's a big salmon too. At the time, I was found out Livingston Creek. All the stuff from there. His son Jim got a job for a whole dog, stuff a dog team. A boy is sick. He died, I guess. Louis Kidder was with them too. His name is Louis Kidder. He lived a long time. You know. Well, one guy is a big web. How do I get lost in things? Used to be like Tokyo. People come, Indian come over to Salmon Town in August. King Salmon, big one too. We put up salmon. We got two salmon trappers, they're like two shoot. In the morning, 50 salmon, big salmon, one night. So that dam, I hear you talk about it, the loads of fish go up. Who getting that fish here? I said, surely I was here to put that stuff up. We get the salmon here in it. Set net from the water, we come right towards it. We get one or two little ones, that big little salmon. I saw no more out here. I was going to have them, man, fishers. I was fishing below that dam. But that's what they do. We block them up over here. The fishing below that. Same thing down there. Why shouldn't they? There's not a lot of fish there. That man, you think, there's only him who want money. Stop my rats in there. Salmon. People don't want to live too, but I have some little money too. He stops, I don't make nothing. This is what I get the government money, that's all. That's what I live by now.
When those Barretts were raising minks, the Barretts, they had minks at Tagish?
Mink ranch.
Mink ranch?
I think so, yeah.
And George Barrett.
We had some here, too.
Mm-hmm.
We had mink ranch, too.
Did they take, I'll tell you the story, and perhaps you might tell Mr. Joe, but one time Patsy Henderson complained to the government and saying that the Barretts were taking too many fish from the lakes to feed their mink. And I don't know if that's true or not, whether or not they did that.
I never heard that.
That Ed Bird, he raised him, that boy, he walked around town all the time. The way I think, he's watching people, he report police.
And what is his name now?
What is his name?
Yeah, I forgot. Brian Barrett.
Yeah.
Ed Baird, the race.
Indian boy.
Oh. Race him.
Indian boy. Put on his name.
That's how come his name is Barrett.
Oh, I see.
He always walks around town.
He's still in town now.
All town.
Yeah.
He no works. He's walking around.
I think he's what do you call it? He what would you call it? He tore pigeonhood, please.
I see it, he ain't tell you, little boy.
Jim Robb would know me.
Yeah, Jim Robb would know. Because you all see him all around me. Never works.
I bet you got Indian women from a Titan, eh?
Who? Ed Barrett?
Huh?
Ed Barrett?
Come on.
Who you said? Ed Barrett?
Yeah.
No, he married to Aklan.
Aklan, yeah.
Aklan, Indian woman.
Yeah. Aklan, Indian woman. Yeah.
Ed Barrett, white. But George Barrett, he had a white lady, him. And George Barrett's son is downtown. What is his name now? Bud Barrett. He's got a native wife and he's got a lot of children. All brought up, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's George Barrett's son.
I see.
George Barrett.
I see.
Mm-hmm. He stays 30 years old, huh?
Yeah.
He's about a year old. Straight on the post office. The telegraph post. 2-3 of them. You got a brother too, isn't it?
Yeah, I got a brother.
Two, yeah.
What do you call it? County
Bridge? He's got a little school here. I got a school here.
Yeah.
School here. Right here, and you got a cabin here. That's where the train post is, first town. And you know, last year, maybe the same town. Where that bridge here, this building, right here, the telegraph office,
mm-hmm.
Big cabin there. That's the first cabin we made there, that telegraph post.
Mm-hmm. The first cabin
in the Bible. And I had Mary, his name, Swifty. The Swifty's name. So when I got post, a train post. And people buy him, he gave him credit too, Indian. And one Indian named John McGundy, he get credit. And John McGundy come back and stole, he's our man there. Well, Johnny, you gotta buy a pay bill. You owe that much here. All right, she said. That's my brother. He died not long ago, she said, a few weeks ago. That was him, son. So that man lived in Mongolia. I know him well, John McGundy. People years ago, Tony told us, said it was them Indians, because boat comes in there once a year. Train with them Indians. By stuff this Indian go there, they train with them.
Mm-hmm.
Got good stuff too. The Slim Jim used to go there. Mr. Mason, he called him. And, that town. We go here, I'll kill. We stay there. This is Joe Henry. My cousin, his father, he gone to the coast, come back, he bring clothes for our pants, hat, and he dressed. You stand up there and I'll see you, you look like a white man, he said. And we put our hand here and we stand up. John McGinley was there. When he go back now, and he left our kill, John McGinley, he put a sail on his sleigh. He jump on, there he went. He went right down to Champagne from here. Yeah, that's a funny thing you're doing there.
You know them bunch in Johnson Crossing that they named Henry? John Henry, Chris Henry, and all them bunch. They're dead with Joe Henry.
Them boys.
That's his cousin.
His father, probably goes in, you know, right? Kind of a very old man. A very old man. Indian, you have to go for an old town and sneer here. Go and sit sneer. So these Timber's father, he went himself. He said, snare, he filled his snare, he lay down there in the sun, take out his shirt. And he went down. I got, he think to himself, maybe I got to go there for a snare, go see. He said, he went there. And he go back. He can't find his shirt. He look, oh, he can't find his shirt. He think Bushman take him for his shirt. So he go back to the camp without a shirt. And he come back where I said, and he already said, yeah, what happened to you? Them, the fooling people, all the town, they say, no bush people. They got my shirt, he say. They take my shirt. So everybody go there and look for it. Hey, the funny shirt, it was a shirt right there. You look at the wrong place, you know. Funny old man. That's them by his grandpa. Hey, mother and father, do come outside. Right here. He listened to these two old men. Made many people on town. This town was all mixed up. People didn't know each other. You know? Mm-hmm. Long town. Of course, it's smart people. They came. Yeah, I seen it. When they walk back, when they pack into it, they pack like a horse.
The coast people, they brought in the guns, eh?
Eh?
The first time you saw guns was coast people brought them in?
No, Hudson Bay.
God, what?
Rifle. It's Hudson Bay, and they're the one brought the rifle first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the
no, he didn't. He had the day come out with first.
Oh.
He said with him, he didn't say first. Mm-hmm. So I was coming out with him. From my kinship.
Oh, yeah.
So the guns came from like Francis Lake and Tesla.
There's a picture of them sometimes. Yeah. The Royal Mounty, Hudson Bay Mounty.
Mm-hmm. What about them coast people? Them coast Indians, they don't bring no guns?
Hmm?
The coast Indians, they don't bring no rifle?
Oh, yeah. They bring it out of place. First gun, my muscle order. You're going to shoot all in the lower. You make a mark. You're going to shoot it. That gun never go off.
Won't go off?
No. All this is a lava. They call it techno airwalk. It's very cool, they say to the man, all the people are three stars. Never let that gun go off.
You still got that muzzle loader? The barrel?
Yeah, the paper is a good name. The closed engine. Sun. His mother listened to my mother, my God. He died not long ago, John Fisher. His cousin, his uncle, used to be a police guy. So when he get down, the horse fell over. Gets on a white river. That's why he please took care of that, John Fisher. Please come over there to the funeral and put up flags in his house and we work for you, two flags. But, they call the police flags over there. Coughing me, hey.
Mm-hmm. I told that story about when Hudson Bay when he bring rifle. When first.
Yeah, but a lot of money for him.
You tell the story about when Hudson Bay bring rifle.
Yeah. Hey, it is.
Yeah.
Carver. Heard about him. He's Carver to the top of the gun. He didn't get gun. Hudson Bay took over. They say he come back. He bring love or God. And then they noticed it, they...
No.
Too long, I got it out. There's a picture over here, and the boy got it. I didn't know where I got it. It hasn't been saved, but it's saved too. There's a picture of that.
Yeah.
Where did Danny go?
I don't know, he went down the river.
He go down the cabin yet? Yeah. Gotta have wood.
Did you know Billy Hall's dad? You know Billy Hall? Did you know his dad? Billy Hall's dad? His father?
He's an Indian.
Yeah.
I know. Mr. Hall.
Mr. Hall, yeah.
His name was Mr. Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Old man.
This is a pretty old man, too.
One time, some white men, they poisoned his dogs. One time, some white men, they poisoned his dogs.
Yeah.
And he told them to the police. 1919. Do you know that story? Did you hear that story?
No, it's a hall. They tell him, first time he's making law by game. They tell him, white man say, you're not going to kill cow, just bull moose. Well, who they say going to marry cow moose then, they say. That's Mr. Hall, sir. Hey, old man.
Yeah.
I know, I see them. What do you call Joe Squanto?
Yeah.
That old man. Nice old man, he bro. As all these people here, too, some downright old, all taken. He said, two wives, too. That, he speaks to you today.
Yeah. With a big flag in behind him.
Yeah.
Them boys, they're bigger. They got three wives, one close in the new one.
It was a big shot then. Thank you.
Indian music box, okay. Okay.
I see you, son, you're gonna dance. Person that he's changed, as his servants. When he needs help, he will something, a driftwood or something. So he'll come up with scratchy head, and he called Vasakov to crash. Sometimes he comes like this, sometimes he comes to person himself. He go around, he got a little canoe, go around the ocean. Something bad, tell him, no, go the other way, that kind of life, you change your life, you make them different. Yeah. And you come to person. One time, he comes to a ghost town. He called the village, he get in the house, blanket, come out, spread it out for him. Anyway, he don't hear no word, he said, out of it. And he's doing pots, go down, water come out with a pot. He don't see nobody, he don't hear nobody talk here. And he said, oh, no, no. All good grab a cuckoo, just come to him. He eat lots of dry meat, all fat, everything. And, he don't talk to all anything. And he's gonna go again, he goes down the lake. His boat. After all, he thinks to himself, oh, there's nobody there. Why I leave them dry meat, good meat? He went back, takes his time, he load up his boat. He load up his boat, and he start off. Somebody get a hold of his boat right out of the background. All the meat, all go back. All go back to his place again. Well, he can't do nothing. He start off anyway. Yes, it's the way he go down. One time, all long stories, crow stories, I forgot most of it anyway. Old people telling a funny story. I said, no, they don't. My name is Karisha. Karisha is the Indian name. Cause Indian, the name. The pack died. I need a name. That's one old man there. What's your name? His name is Karasan. And you know, how you spell that? A, B, C, D, Karasan. They put on everything. We didn't make money. That old Charlie Jack, he packed it. He said he packed 500 pounds. Oh. So when he come back, he thinks of his uncle, Gary said, I gave him one, Lighty Smith.
Is that moose hide? Is that moose?
Moose hide? Skin.
Yeah.
A birch one.
Where'd you get the birch wood? Is that birch wood from around here? That birch wood?
Birch wood, yeah.
Just out here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Out the forest, nice big ones there.
Yeah, big ones there.
Birch.
Around here?
Way up behind the river.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the Indians make toboggan out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I got some here, old one.
It's a nice wood. Did you know a man who was a game warden 30 years ago, name of Tim Kerr, sometimes known as Jam Jar?
He know him, Tim Kerr.
Tim Kerr, did you know him?
I don't understand
you. Oh.
Hey, game warden.
Yeah.
You know that game warden?
Mm-hmm.
The game man. What do you call
him?
Tim Kerr.
Hmm?
You know that Tim Kerr, game warden, you remember him?
Yeah. He comes here.
Yeah.
He put a poison to a wolf. And that Alan, he's fighting. He got wolves here. And some foxes. He quit that, doing that. One little pills. You will kill five grizzly bears, he told me. Yeah, I was out with him, and he comes here. He's the one who told me He said, you know, you found out, tell me, gonna be a brother here, he said. Gonna be, they're gonna clean out all the moss soon. He said, yeah. Gonna be like our brother, gonna be no game here, no moss, he told me. Yeah. Tim Kelly, Tim Kelly's name.
No.
Yeah, he's a nice man. He's good.
Moose getting scared now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be
getting
plentiful
around. That is, what is his name again? Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald, yeah.
Fitzgerald, he well known me too. Nice man. I see, he likes you. He took me to his house across the river there, but I didn't know which one it is, you know. That's the house, you know.
Well, who's game warden now?
Oh, they got a bunch of them. They got... Oh, there's about 20 men that go all over. The guy who would be likely to come out here, his name is Linklater. Doug Linklater.
Oh.
He's a young guy.
Mm-hmm. Did he meet him?
No. No, it's not that Linklater. That's old Crow people. I know that.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm Crow tribe, that's why I put all these.
You're Crow?
Yeah. I'm Wolf tribe.
The children take their mother's side. Mm-hmm. If the mother is Wolf, all the kids are Wolf. If the mother is Crow, all the kids are Crow. How it goes.
Yeah.